Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The one and only Nevin Maguire is with me in studio today. How's things?
I am so happy to be here. Great to see you, Andrea.
It's really
good
to see you. I haven't seen you actually in a good while. Probably because you're doing anything and everything and
that's busy.
A lot in between. Is this a busy time of the year for you?
Yeah, it's always kind of busy, kind of like, you know, with kind of the Ideal Home show next week, and that's kind of busy just doing videos today. So do that once a month in head office just around the corner for Dunn's, go home, do service, the restaurant. But it's very consistent, and you know, it's about having a good team around you.
Yeah.
That's the key to it. You know?
And with the Ideal Home show, that's 24th of April, isn't it? It's taking place. Yeah. So for people that are going along to that, what can they expect on the day?
Well, there's myself, Dolan Skeehan, there's Brian McDermott, you know, there's lots of Dunn's Stores ambassadors. So there'll be lots of lovely recipes, and there'll be food producers too. So it's Simply Better is who I've been working for Dunn's Stores for 10 years. So we're going to be showcasing some fantastic Irish products, some Italian producers. So, and I'm going to be cooking some lovely, simple recipes. I'm going to be doing like some nice salmon recipes. I'm going to be doing a nice little prawn pasta dish with brown butter.
Nice.
And also a nice chicken and chorizo, which is gorgeous. Yeah. So very simple, a surf and turf prawns, how to cook the perfect steak.
Talking.
Andrea, the three most asked questions, how do you cook the perfect steak?
Really?
Yeah.
That's how
definitely,
do you cook it?
Well, first of all, we have the best beef in the world in Ireland. You bring it to room temperature. Strip loin is one of my favourites, a ribeye. Season it with salt and pepper, good hot pan, a little bit of oil, butter, garlic, thyme. You cook it for 3 to 4 minutes either side. Like when we opened the restaurant, we're open 36 years, everyone wanted well done steaks, not anymore.
No, I know. Everyone was eating them cremated. Like, do you know?
You said it.
I know.
Not me.
Desperate.
But you're right. But we've moved on so much. So definitely, mainly the orders are now medium rare, which is fantastic to see that.
Just on that, gas or induction hob for cooking a good steak?
No. I use gas in the restaurant and at home, but I use induction in the cookery school, which is interesting.
Really? Why?
It's a great way. It's really, really efficient. Anyone doing their kitchen up, I would recommend induction because it's easy to clean.
I only put one in recently, an induction hob. Yeah.
And?
I'm still kind of trying to get used to it a little bit.
Can I tell you the first time I was doing a cookery demo in Borbia, it could be 20 years ago, I wanted to throw the pan out the window because I couldn't get used to the induction. But Andrea, it is so efficient, so clean, so easy and just brilliant. I actually love it. Yeah. So I do.
Well, the biggest pain in the rear end with it is that it's not every saucepan and frying pan works on it, which I hadn't even thought of. You know, in the first instance, when you are changing, you do need to root through and see what's there as well. So how to cook the perfect steak is the first commonly asked question.
Pans and knives.
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely exactly what
you
said.
Do you need good stuff?
Well, just a good knife how to chop an onion. It's one of the most basic things. When I went to college, first thing we did for a full week, Andrea, was chop vegetables.
Yeah.
Didn't even cook them. So chefs make it look very easy. You know, we have different cookery kind of terms like brunoise, paysanne, all the different size of vegetables. But cutting an onion is one of the most asked questions.
Cut it down in the middle how do you recommend?
Yeah, cut it down in the middle. Curve your fingers. I wish people could see. And a good sharp knife, when you bend your fingers or the tips of your fingers, you'll
the
never cut
chef
yourself.
Chef
And a good knife is important.
Yeah.
Remember, a blunt knife is more dangerous than a sharp knife.
Rory McIlroy, we were talking about him in the show last week, you know, about his master's menu that he was having for diners. What is our reputation, the reputation of Irish food abroad? Like, do you think it's well received?
Oh, I think it's got way, way better. I definitely think over the years, the produce, when we talk about the produce, like I worked in Berlin, the very first day there was 125 chefs in the kitchen. They opened up the fridge door, Irish beef, Irish lamb. So we have some amazing products, even our cheese and our dairy, our fish now, you know, like we are an island. So we have fantastic produce and there's so many great chefs up and down the country. So I think the whole Irish food scene has just grown and evolved. And I think the Irish palate has changed, Andrea.
I was just about to ask you that.
Definitely. Like we've embraced spices. We've embraced lots of different foods. Like when I was 21, I was cooking ostrich, alligator, kangaroo. You can't cook properly like that. It's
in
about
Black
using
Lion.
In Black Lion. They're all exotic meats. And now it's about using local. Like we have a fantastic duck producer, Thornhill Duck, that's been supplying us 36 years. And it's as good a duck as you'll get anywhere. Beautiful beef, lovely fish from Killybegs. So we have fantastic produce.
Yeah.
And I think the way people are ordering their meats has definitely changed. But more and more people are cooking at home, which is great to see that.
I think COVID changed a lot of
didn't it? Big time. Definitely it did.
People got more adventurous.
And they started growing. They took an interest in gardening and growing. And what's in season and knowing where their food comes from. That's really important. If we eat with the seasons, we save money. You know, me being from Cavan. I said it, not you. But it's very important if we eat seasonally, like they do in Italy. And I think that's so important. And knowing where your food comes from, supporting local and Irish.
Do you ever think, looking back now, 36 plus years ago, that you would ever kind of be in the position that you would be one of the most, you know, recognised chefs in the country, and I suppose celebrity chef, author of how many books at this stage, and like to have set up a restaurant like really in the middle of nowhere, you know, yeah. in Black Lion and Cavan, and a sort of a build it and they'll come approach.
We struggled for years. You know, my mum and dad opened it. I'm from a family of nine, bought the building in 1965 for £1,000, which was huge money then. Closed from 73 to 89. The front of the building was bombed twice during the Troubles. You're near the border, so you know exactly what I'm saying. And then when we reopened 99, the business changed so much. We had 4 bedrooms, 9 bedrooms, now we 20. So we have the model that works. We employ 60 people in the restaurant, which is incredible, in a small little village. And it's all Irish people we get, which is fantastic to see that, so it is.
But you're even the waiting list, you know, for people trying to go. Like it just shows you that the demand for something that is a kind of a unique offering or a unique experience.
Yeah, well, I suppose people do book, you know, for a special occasion. We're seen as that, you know, it's a long drive. A lot of people come from Cork, Dublin, you know, north and south, so it's 99.9% Irish customers. We get more cancellations now than we've ever got, but we never get no shows. So we reconfirm 3 weeks ahead, and that's so important. Your reservations team, we have 3 people on the phones 6 days a week. So it's a well-oiled machine. Yeah, we know what we're doing. We have a tasting menu. My head chef's with me now over 22 years. Carmel, she was my student. She runs the kitchen. We have 13 chefs. So we're lucky with our staff. Yeah. Stefan Amella, we run the, you know, the business with our team, and we're very, very lucky. We're blessed with the team we have.
The first time I think I ever met you, I was probably about 9 or 10. And I remember my mum and my grandmother went to, it must have been when you were doing food demonstrations. So this is going back, right?
Demos.
I think it's the now Radisson in Sligo. And you were doing, you know, like a food demonstration in front of this crowd of people, and you were flogging chutneys and jams and stuff at the end.
I love it.
But like, isn't it mad to think like how far that is, like how far you've come and the business has come from those days?
Yeah, I suppose. Well, first of all, from the age of 12, I was the first boy to do home economics in school. And I think it's a fantastic subject. Every young person should do it, in my opinion. But I loved food from the age of 12. And I got the love of food from my mother. I worked in Belfast and Roscoff, one Michelin star. I worked in lots of different restaurants, but came back to Black Lion. And for years we struggled. We really did. But honestly, it's the love of what I do.
It's a quiet spot, you know, right? And literally straddles the border, you know, over the bridge. So, I mean, it's not somewhere people would typically maybe have gone to.
No.
I don't want to say passing through. I do it every time I'm going home to Donegal. But like, you know, it really kind of put Black Lion on the map.
It did. And listen, it's kind of an unspoiled part of the world. You know, people travel from all over. Lots of scenery, lots of nature walks. But it's all about the produce. You know, I mean, we're a full-time grower. Working for us, you know, who does amazing work, Kevin. He's been with me now for 15 years. But as I say, that duck farm, Thornhill, a mile up the road, like you couldn't get better than that and local. And that's what it's all about, Andrea. Do and want to do it right. I have no ambition to open up other restaurants. I have enough stuff going on. It's about just having a good team around you, enjoying what you do. Like I'll go home after the interview, do service tonight. And, you know, so I'm looking, the chefs are prepping away. Yeah. Exactly.
Quick fire round. I'm interested. What's your kind of lazy man dinner?
Oh, I love a cooked steak. I love a steak and chips and just sauteed onions and a nice pepper sauce. It's hard to beat.
What's your favourite takeaway? Are you a chipper? I just don't have you as a chipper man.
No, I love chips. Oh God, I love chips. Lots of salt and vinegar. My son was in play and he plays for Sligo Leitrim, and we got a wee pizza, me and him, the other night, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And then the gorgeous chips in a takeaway in Sligo, lots of salt and vinegar. It was just glorious.
Can't beat it
every day, but I love it, so I do.
Yeah. What about, like, are you adventurous when it comes to food yourself?
Oh yeah,
at home.
We keep it very simple. It could be roast chicken, it could be, you know, even beans on toast is something gorgeous. Poached eggs. Eggs is my favourite ingredient. Out of any ingredients,
Seriously?
It's the one thing I absolutely love.
I can't stand eggs.
I know. My twin brother's the same, Andrea.
Yeah.
I love eggs.
Had a bad experience
here. Okay, that's
not
interesting.
Not radio appropriate.
You see, and you never forgot it. Put you off it. That's
stayed
really
with me forever, And what is what's your kind of death row meal?
Oh, has to be a 9-course tasting menu. Because if I'm going to die, I want to die with a belly full.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely got to be a bit of turbot there, maybe some scallops and that, a nice cheese selection, chocolate fondant, peanut ice cream, matching wines, pre-dessert with some rhubarb and some nice ice cream, some lovely homemade breads, nice little soup.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm going to go, I'm going to die with a belly full.
You want every single bit of it. I definitely take you up on the fish and the cheese board, but you can hang on to your rhubarb now as well.
Really?
Nevin, oh God, no. Nevin, you are at the RDS for the home show on 24th of April, all part of the PTSB Ideal Home Show, the weekend of the 24th of April. People can pop along,
yeah,
enjoy the fun.
It's a fantastic event and it's a real family occasion. You meet the same people going every year that are diehards. You always see something new and different. I'm there obviously under Simply Better and Dunn Stores,
yeah,
and there'll be lots of food producers there. We'll be doing cookery demonstrations, talks with food producers. You can meet and then see actually good knives, pots and pans. I'll show them how to be doing chopping, knife skills, all that, how to cook the perfect steak, just some nice simple recipes, and there'll be tastings too. So I think it's a fantastic event.
Nice way to pass
it. It is a lovely weekend.
Listen, continued success.
Thank you,
Andrew. Yeah, thanks a million. Really appreciate you coming into us here today to join us on Lunchtime Live, as always.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.